Patty Zuby on for the sixth inning against River Valley. She will be facing number two hitter Hannah Heglin, number three hitter Haley Williams, and number four hitter Tessa Schluter. River Valley last time sent five batters to the plate. That's the minimum amount that they have sent to the plate here today. Had a chance in the first inning to send 10 batters. They sent nine in the second and nine in the third. Six batters in the fourth and fifth each. So they've had a big day overall. Looks like a total of 12 hits coming to this at bat in the top of the sixth inning. Again, it looks like Lancaster will be the opponent of the winner of this game after a 7-4 victory tonight in their game. Bonneveld wins 7-2 over River Ridge. Highland is a winner 2-0 over Potosi Cassville. WIAA tournament play. Division scores coming in. The winners again play tomorrow night. Heglin is in. Zuby with the pitch. Popped up, first base side, and the catcher over, and it hits the net. Strike one, nothing and one. Teams had better work hard at getting him in tomorrow because Friday does not sound nice. Tomorrow's forecast is really good, I think. But I thought today's was, too. Time called, nothing and one. Heglin back in. Here's the pitch. There is a strike call. Hannah has scored four times tonight, three for four, reached once on an error. So she has surpassed her dad's home talent baseball hits. Here's a chopper toward the middle, and right over the bag, it sneaks in, and she's got a base hit. Hannah Heglin with her fourth hit of the day. That one just had eyes right between short and second. So that runner could end the game if Hannah scores. Haley Williams will be the batter. She has singled, flown out, walked, and hit a two-run home run. It's a dead center last time up. Here's a swing and a miss. And the runner now, Heglin, is going to go late. Throw there, and they got her. So one away on the delayed steal attempt. One strike on the batter, Williams, with Tessa Schluter on deck here in the sixth inning. There's the pitch. High and outside. One ball and one strike. Barocca infield back a couple of steps with nobody on. The pitch bounced toward short. And in there, Williams will round and look and hold there. That brings up Schluter. She has walked, been hit by a pitch, walked, and been hit by a pitch. She's been on four times and has not had a hit yet today. 18-9 River Valley, bottom of six. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Baseball will be playing back-to-back days next week, Tuesday and Wednesday. If you win Tuesday, you play the very next day. Here's the 1-0. Backs the batter away. Throw back to first, and they got her. Two River Valley runners picked off here in the sixth inning. Emily Barra, the catcher, threw down to Whitney Strady, a 2-3 putout, and the bases are cleared. One ball, no strikes to Schluter. Here's the pitch. That one is outside for a ball. 2-0. And Barocca playing well defensively here, getting the outs. Good throw by the catcher that time. 2-1, that one is outside. 3-1 now to the batter. Luter is back and ready. Zuby set. Here comes the 3-1. Bouncing ball to left field. Backhanded deep in the hole by Hubach. The throw didn't get her. That'll go as a hit. Tessa Schluter beats it out. And so the runner at first base and Kenley Straka will be the batter, left-handed batter. She was coming in to run. I think she's been a courtesy runner four previous times. She's hitting here. Left side of the plate in the sixth, the runner at first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. maybe a piece of it. Nothing in one is the count, though, nonetheless. Straka, who is a freshman utility player for Gene Briel. This pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Throw back to first, and not in time. 18-9, River Valley in the lead here at the bottom of the sixth inning. Now I think they're going to get a courtesy runner out. Fluter, the pitcher, will make way for Josie Mahoney. Josie now running at first base. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball, third base side. Shortstop and a long throw, and they didn't get her. And coming on to third base is the runner. So making it to third now is Mahoney. Infield single now. And that'll bring up Leah Makarowski. So scored a hit as nice job by Straka beating that out at first base. And the runner is over at third. Makarowski today has two RBIs on a hit. She has hit by a pitch and then also reached on an error. Ritz went towards right field, and the second base person's back and makes a great grab. Leah Slack with a great grab, robbing a hit and keeping this game going. That would have ended the game right there with a runner at third. And Makarowski pops out to end the sixth inning. No runs, two hits, one error, and two left the board. We are going to the top of the seventh next. 18-9, River Valley leads Viroqua on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
The throw goes down to second base and around the horn, and we are just about set for the top of the seventh. 18-9, River Valley in the lead here in area high school softball. Coming to the plate for Viroqua, Megan Brendel. She'll be followed by Reese Hooks and Allie Olson. Viroqua with four runs in the first, five in the fifth, showing they are capable of rallies, but nine runs down going into the seventh inning. Schluter ready. From the windup, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Sunshine kind of going behind the clouds again. We got about another hour of daylight. No lights, of course, here at this vicinity. This one is going to be called a ball. One and one to Brendel. Broke was given a good go today, staying in the ball game. 1-1 pitch, ripped in the air, shortstop side, going back is Stokes, and Brooklyn's got it for out number one. One up, one down for Reese Hooks. Join us for the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show, when we'll talk about the Duncan Rewards turning point of the ball game today. With lots of highlights in this one. Here goes the pitch. Popped toward first. Hatfield is over. Diving. Can't quite get it. It's picked up. They'll put the second covering and inside. Hooks kind of stopped running as she thought there was an out. Hatfield going all out. Almost got it. But a heads-up play by the pitcher, Schluter, shoveling it over to Lydia Willoughby, the second base person covering first. And there are two up and two down. That is a 3-1-4 put out if you're scoring along with us at home. And here is Allie Olson. The pitch is inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. River Valley an out away from victory. Game that has had just about everything here today. 1-0 pitch. Here's the deal. Ripped in the air to left down the line and hooking foul. 1-1. We'll begin our hometown baseball season as well on the radio on Sunday. Even the Sunday forecast is a little bit iffy right now for Memorial Weekend. I put up my pup tent that might get wet this weekend. Gonna put the rain flap up. 1-1, there's the pitch, swung on and foul back. Strike two. 1-2. And out, a strike away from moving on to the next round for the River Valley softball team. Schluter ready to go for the 1-2 offering to Olsen. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air, well hit. Center fielder going over, though, and holds it in. Anna Hegland pulls it in for the third out, and that will do it. This one belongs to River Valley. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. 6.5 innings complete, and this one belongs to River Valley, 18-9. The Jelinek Funny and Eating postgame show is next from WRCO Radio Sports.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Today's final, River Valley 18 and Viroqua 9. Wild game, the River Valley Hawks with 7 in the first, 4 in the second, 3 in the third, 2 in the fourth, 2 in the fifth, and none in the sixth inning. Viroqua with 4 in the first and 5 in the fifth inning. It's time for the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. And the rewarding effort here today helping River Valley to the victory. It's really hard to pick one, but I think we're going with a fourth inning, two-run home run today by Haley Williams, who with two outs and Hannah Hegland at first base, laced one over the center field fence, and that gave River Valley an even bigger lead. At that point, it looked like that was going to end it possibly if they could get three outs in the fifth inning, and they did not, but it was certainly what turned out to be the winning margin. So we go with Haley Williams' two-run home run as the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. Very rewarding effort, and we'll be back with more of the post-game show next after these words from our sponsors, including Dunkin' Donuts on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
All-American Buick Center is giving away a $500 shopping giveaway to two lucky customers. There are so many items to choose from in the Buick Best Merchandise Book. What would you pick out? This is a way for us to say thank you to our customers and that we appreciate you shopping local. Register in-store now. Visit our store display for complete details and contest rules. Win a $500 shopping giveaway from Buick Best at All-American Buick Center, Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
WRCO. 18-9, the final. Our postgame show continues on WRCO, sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. Big hitting tonight for River Valley and a 4-for-5 effort for Hannah Hegland. She scores 4 times tonight. And the one time we called it an error, she was very close to going 5-for-5. Brooklyn Stokes, 2-for-5. Haley Williams with that two-run home run. She has a couple of hits this evening, leading the Blackhawks. And Leah Makarowski has 2 RBIs. And then how about number nine hitter Ella Hellebrand, who is 2 for 4 with a total of 4 RBIs. She had a 2-run home run in the fifth inning. Leading the way for Viroqua at the plate, their top of the order, and third number three hitter, Whitney Strady, 4 for 4. She scores 2 runs. Emily Berra scores twice, had a double as well. An RBI for Maddie Zuby, and also a single and 2 trips and a walk for Leah Slack among their top hitters. Winning pitcher today, Tessa Schluter, who goes the 7-inning distance today. The losing pitcher, Maddie Zuby, who goes the distance for Viroqua. And for River Valley, they've got another game right away tomorrow. They'll be facing Lancaster Flying Arrows, a conference foe, and Lancaster was a 7-4 victor today in their game against Westfield. So that game will be coming up tomorrow. I assume it will be at 5 o'clock, but that's yet to be determined. I think it will be. I doubt it will be moved up any earlier because River Valley does have more final exams coming up tomorrow. Let's just look over the roster here a little bit for River Valley. They defeated Lancaster, 6-4 the second time they lost to Lancaster, 10-3 back in April. So the teams have split this year. They'll play for a regional championship tomorrow. Elsewhere, Prairie du Chien 10-3 over Westby, and Adams Friendship has defeated Dodgeville 7-5. So Adams Friendship and Prairie du Chien will play in the next round here in Division III action. Thanks to our engineer, Bo Hendricks. This is Phil Neese saying have a great rest of the night in a game that had just about everything, including the 25-minute weather delay here in Spring Green tonight. You wouldn't know it now looking out at the sunshine French diamond. River Valley gets the victory here in front of the hometown fans, 18-9 over Viroqua. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to WIAA Regional Softball with WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The WIAA baseball tournament gets underway tomorrow. Games will include River Valley playing at Platteville at Legion Park in Platteville. The winner of that game will face number 2 seed Edgewood, and Richland Center, a 12th seed, will play at number 5 Portage among the area Division II teams. In Division III, games on Thursday include Cuba City doing battle at home against Dodgeville and Lancaster at Mineral Point. Westby hosts Boscobel. Prairie du Chien will host Melrose Mindoro and Luther at Fenimore. And in Division IV, Hillsborough will meet Cashton. The winner of that game will face Ithaca next Tuesday. Weston will host Kickapoo. Wonewoc Center at DeSoto, North Crawford at Seneca, New Lisbon at Wazika Steuben, and Lafarge Youth Initiative plays at Brookwood. Ithaca and Royal both have first-round byes in the tournament. And good luck to the area track athletes that will be making their way toward the sectional meet coming up on Thursday. From River Valley, the girls' team, Gina Klein in the 200, Anya Sefrud also in the 200, and Brielle Grant in the 1600. River Valley's 4x2 runners, Gina Klein, Caitlin Sobranek, and Anya Sefrud, along with Evelyn Tripolin, will be at the next level as well. River Valley's boys include Aiden Hill in the 100, 200, and 400, Wesley Hatfield in the 100 and 400, and Mason Schulte in the 1600. Those among the runners that will be in competition at the sectional meet tomorrow. Good luck to all area athletes. That's it for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and 3 loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
I thought goodbyes and smoky dives and bar stools would all go together. I thought bourbon on the rocks, bartender pep talks would make it all better. I thought these late nights work out, blur out that ring on the dresser. Getting over you drunk is the only thing about us lasting forever. Spirits and demons won't bring no healing. Ain't no miracle at the bottom of the bottle I'm drinking. It's just a buzz on a broken heart, barely beating. Gas on a fire, mixing a whiskey and you leaving. Spirits and demons.
Did you know that 86% of people in rural America still use the telephone book? Don't miss your chance to reach them. Get your business listed in the Richland County phone book. Call Henry today at 608-485-1201 and secure your spot before the deadline on May 25th. Don't miss out. Be where your customers are looking. Call now.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Join us for breakfast on the farm. It's the 40th annual Iowa County Dairy Breakfast, Saturday, June 1st, from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. This year, the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast will be held at Level Acres Dairy, LLC, the Putz family. Come enjoy a full meal of pancakes, eggs, sausage, yogurt, applesauce, and cheese, and to top it off, an ice cream sundae. There'll be live entertainment, kids' activities, and a petting zoo. Milking will be live streamed to watch all morning. Adults just $10, children 5 to 10, $5, and kids 4 and under are free. Look for signs posted along the road, plenty of on-site parking. Follow the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast on Facebook as well. We hope to see you there Saturday, June 1st for the 40th annual Iowa County Dairy Breakfast at Level Acres Dairy, LLC.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
This is Christopher Clark from Southwest Wisconsin Pullers, and we invite you to attend our pulling events this summer. We'd like to thank our 2024 sponsors, Dan's Diesel Performance, Cardinal CG, Amsoil, Simpson's Tractor, Utter Brothers Creamery, Myers Excavating, Hillsborough Equipment, Jim Goplin and LG Seeds, and Kleppe Grain Service. You can find out more about our upcoming pulling events on our website, southwestwipullers.com.
The radio. All people call me a walker. 94, you know. Hook the speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio. Sounds like a damn good time. Soaking up some neon light. It's a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold. Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Hi. My name is Ryan Lemke, RCHS co-principal. As a community, we support our high school athletes and want them to be the best on game day. Did you know that one night of binge drinking can diminish 2 weeks of athletic training? 90% of adults who develop an addiction to alcohol started in their teens. You can play a role in their athletic success by encouraging that one choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Years you've relied on the shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hotch. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. We're available to answer your questions at any time at Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, online at PrattFuneralService.com.
All American Do It Center is giving away a $500 shopping giveaway to two lucky customers. There are so many items to choose from in the Do It Best Merchandise book. What would you pick out? This is a way for us to say thank you to our customers and that we appreciate you shopping local. Register in store now. Visit our store display for complete details and contest rules. Win a $500 shopping giveaway from Do It Best at All American Do It Center, Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Movies are more fun at the Blaine Theater with great snacks and family-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater. Krogan's Do It Best and Rented Center is your one-stop for paint, tools, mowers, blowers, gifts, appliances, HD big-screen TVs, and two floors of furniture values. And the Leah Granzo Insurance Agency is your American Family Insurance Agency in Boscobel and Highland. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Leah Granzo and American Family Insurance. Mostly clear and a low of 48 tonight with west to southwest winds at 3 to 6 miles per hour. Mostly sunny and summer-like again Thursday, a high of 79. Thursday night clouds moving in gradually, a low of 55. Friday mainly cloudy with off and on showers and thunderstorms likely, a high of 71. Saturday partly cloudy and a high of 72. Periods of rain Sunday and 65 degrees.
I'd never get caught in the kind of love where I stay. Then I ran into you, and my running was through. From the word go, I knew I'd found where the road ends and love again. From the word go, I knew I'd never go again. So many places I've been, Lord knows the walking shoes I've worn. After being with you, I've never been nowhere before now. All it took was a touch to stop my heart and start love. From the word go, I knew I'd found where the road ends and love.
You're there, girl, I've got my eyes on you. Don't
seniors of Dodgeville High School. You did it! Congratulations on your graduation and best wishes for what lies ahead. Here's to your success from the People's Community Bank, Burnham Lumber, Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers.
Trim your home's interior with millwork from All American Do It Center. Western Building Products offers high-quality wood trim and interior doors for your home in maple, oak, poplar, or pine. Molding, stairs, baseboards, columns, plus those trendy interior rustic barn doors are all available from Western Building Products. Unfinished or pre-finished woodwork is available. Ask the design team about Western Building Products at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
We are Ithaca, sources of strength.
My name is Desi, and I am a sixth grader at Ithaca Middle School. In Sources of Strength, we are connectors to help and strength. Our mission recognizes that our voices have great power, and we use it to break the silence when someone is struggling and to connect them to the help they need and deserve.
100.9 WRCO.
Well, Pam thinks Jesus is on his way. Doug thinks she's a hoot. Rob thinks Bud Light makes you gay. Shane thinks Rob is cute. Coach thinks college athletes are making too much bank. Kim thinks COVID was a Chinese prank. Buddy thinks everything I sing sucks, cause it don't sound like Hank. Oh baby, I think beer goes good with lake and lake. Goes good with a dock and a dock. Goes good with a fish on a hook and a hook. Goes good with a country song. And a song goes good with a smile. And a smile goes good. We need to close the border. Carlos disagrees. Son thinks trans is short for Transformers. And daughter thinks money grows on trees. Cindy thinks the government's tapping her phone. Willie thinks we ought to just all get stoned. Label thinks I'ma get canceled as soon as I put out this song. Hope I don't, but beer goes good with lake and lake. That's my two cents. Baby, I think beer,
cold beer
goes good with a lake and a lake.
Tim's four
goes good with a dock and a dock.
A big dock
goes good with a fish on a hook and a hook goes good with a country song.
Holes in my shoes, and
acting like I got nothing to lose. With dust in my pockets, I can't even afford a wallet to hold this here picture of you. Well, I'm a shadow between the street lights, hiding with lost souls in plain sight. Well, if I had $2 to hold, would it feel like a pot of gold? Or ease my mind just for tonight? Well, maybe I'll never leave this place. I'll bum one more cigarette, think about your grace, until I find the right word to say. Well, I walk and hold another day. Does time really move that fast? Well, I've watched concrete turn into grass. And I used to be a dreamer way before I lost her. Now I watch my dreams walk on past. Maybe I'll never leave this place. I'll bum one more cigarette, think about your grace, until I find the right words to say. Well, I'll walk and hold another day.
Sit around and drink all day long in my plastic pool that I bought from the Walmart. 'Cause it's Sunday afternoon and it's time for the race. I'm waiting for Junior to take first place, but number three will always be in my heart. And it's just like a redneck, just like a redneck. Don't you wish you could be one to trade in your white collar for working man blue? Every Saturday Shania Twain, she went out and got herself a belly button ring, and man, she looks good. I love my life, and just like a redneck, just like a redneck. Don't you wish you could be one to trade in your white collar for working man blue? Every
set to come back in style. It's just about time. I've been waiting a while. Old Billy Ray Cyrus ain't got a thing on me. I got an old Trans Am. I like to drive fast and I'm proud to fly my American flag in the U.S. of A. Well, at least I know I'm free. Yeah. Just like a redneck. Just like a redneck. Don't you wish you could be one to trade in your white collar for working man blue? Every Saturday night we'll get as rowdy as we can get. Just like a redneck. 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 Just like a redneck.
WRCO
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. President Biden talked up the economic cooperation between the U.S. and Kenya as the nation's president, William Ruto, arrived for a state visit.
Today, as we honor 60 years of ties between our countries,